Hello, this is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. I've been digging and rooting due to my daughter's wedding. I found something very intensely important. It's my children when they were very small, and it's a very, very intense tape recording. I want to play it for you because it revolves around what I was going to discuss this evening, which is, I'll just play the tape, okay? It's only going to be about 15 minutes of a tape, so sit back and listen up and tune in and let this tape begin.
Hello, sir. Hey, guys, it's Lord Lady Bob down here in the morning. In the morning.
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
And we've been in the hall since 2:30.
We've been in the hall since 2:30.
Okay, what's happening?
Well, we're getting ready to have a tornado.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's a hurricane.
The tornado is about 15 minutes from here.
You're telling tornado is 15 minutes from here?
Wait a minute. Why can't you hear the intensity of this case? This is children and what happened. We're going to talk about the eye of our storm in just a second. As human beings.
Limbs in some places forced to just slow down almost to a complete stop to get there on the city side. A lot of traffic lights are on. And also the street lights were out. So it was very dark and not good traveling at all. Along Shamrock Road at the intersection of Shamrock and Eastway, the traffic lights were out.
Yeah. Still here. I'm just listening to my tape for y'all. I don't want to interrupt. Hello? Hey, you're on the air. Excuse me?
I was calling in regards to finding my pathway in the spiritual this lifetime.
Okay. What would you like? What do you mean? Your spiritual path?
Well, right now I know there's something I'm supposed to be doing, and I guess earlier I tried to get through and there was some kind of an energy block. Someone was trying to reach me from the other side, and I'm open to it. It's just I need to know what my next step is.
What's your name?
My name is Piper.
Hi, Piper.
Hi.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
you. I didn't hear you because I was playing that tape because it was going. What I'm doing is talking about how it was revolving around going on our path and how the storm is in Charlotte when it's not even supposed to have a storm like that, you know?
Right.
And how we have to stay in the eye of the storm to stay calm and see the pathway, you know?
Yes.
So in order to see where we're supposed to go, because if we stay inside ourselves, in our heart, okay?
Yes.
And you think everything else on the side is environmental. It's human nature on the inside.
Uh-huh.
And when you look at your path, no one can tell you about your path but yourself. Because you choose it every second of the day. And if you stay in that moment,
mm-hmm.
then you are going to be the navigator. You see, because like the Hugo tape, that is a hurricane hitting inside, way inside
of Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, what I'm getting at is your path can be any direction you choose. Like, I have spirit guides that guide me. I'm a shaman, as well as a Christian, as well as I practice a lot of Wiccan ways, as well as I practice, but I always go towards the light of Jesus Christ with me, because that's the way I was raised, and that's all I know. But I also studied with the Seneca Reservation grandparents, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I also have other ways and means that I studied as well. So it's up to the individual of what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're wanting me to read you and tell you where you're going, then that's not the good way to do it, because then that's me guiding you into your pathway.
Right. What would help me? I'm doing working on my meditation technique. What tool can I use to help me open my consciousness or find myself, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, where I'm, you know, at?
Are you having a hard time quietening your mind?
Yes.
What I did is I pretended like my mind was a Roto-Rooter needing to be routed out to stop my thoughts. And if you Google my name, Bright Lights with an S, Pathfinders, and the number 1992, the year 1992,
uh-huh.
I'm letting myself out purity raw to the universe. That is my very first meditations of really letting you know how I meditated, and it is explaining how my top of my head is feels like a baby crown soft spot opening up, and how I saw it as a Roto-Rooter cleaning out the inside of my mind. And how I just focused on one word. And then, like I've said in my past radio shows, I say one word. Or I'll even clap my hands like, stop. Because your mind wants so bad to please you so much.
Right. Quiet time.
And it will keep bringing up issues and thoughts that you've already processed, because it's the neurotransmitters that fire those synapses in your brain, and it triggers, and it goes back and routes and routes, and it maps a place. And the more you think that thought, the more that route goes in and makes a map into your brain. And so you have to stop that thought. I'm going into all that so that you understand why.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
And so you have to say stop, and I'll acknowledge you thought, and acknowledge that thought. Because
okay.
You got to acknowledge it in order for it to stop.
Okay.
And then say, I'll write about you in 5 minutes, or I'll thank you in 5 minutes, and then go back to your meditative word or your mantra or whatever you choose. Now, if you choose to be to the Wiccan ways, Dr. Reverend Kendra Van Hovey, which was my guest host for the 17th and the 24th, she has beautiful web pages and sites of how to meditate in that way with the God and Goddesses. But in mine, you just Google Bright Lights Pathfinders. I have different ways of meditations on the ways that I do it, in Christian ways or the shamanic ways. And so that's what I can give you for some information there. Piper?
That would be great.
Okay. So, you know, it's all to the light and the good, and the good of our pathways. It's up to you to which way you choose. You know, we all come out to the same place, hopefully.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
No, that is it. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're so welcome.
All right. Have a good evening.
And I'm sure there's others as well, you know?
Mm-hmm, thank you.
But remember the year 1992. I would appreciate it if you would listen to that meditation, because I think that that helped, you know, it sounds kind of crazy the way I started, but, I mean, it's like how I didn't know anybody or anything to even talk to.
Right, right.
You know, and I was all by myself. So I sent, just like this tape here, I just put it on a tape and I just talked to it.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Would anyone else like to hear the rest of Hugo? Or would you like to go to Bright Lights Pathfinders and read along with me? Where it's in need of solitude? It's the very first link, Bright Lights Pathfinders. That's where I'm going, Awakening Within Your Inner Heart. Awakenings Within Your Inner Thoughts Heart. Bright, BRIGHTLIGHTS, PATHFINDERS. Now, I'm in Google. I'm sure it's in Yahoo, too. It's the very first link. You click on that, and I'm going to read the first page, which is the welcome page. It's the isolation of serenity is non-fake, which is your meditation, and you're surrendering to your isolation of your own self. That's non-fake. It's all accepted by many, however few, because so many accept the situation of meditation and want to meditate and know to meditate, however few listen and do it and really sit back and really meditate and learn how. If you look and watch and listen and hear, feel and absorb, most are fake, but few, because they walk around and just do their daily routines, go about, get up, go to work, go to bed, get up, eat, go to work, go to bed, get up, eat, go to work, go to bed, like a robot. Then you ask yourself, are you? Are you being true to yourself? Due to this person not going within to a content meditative state and mind of prayers, which is meditation equals listening to God, prayer equals talking to God, agape equals God is love, expand your gifts God has given you. Use your senses, all of them. Okay. Now what I was going to read is the Serenity After the Storm. So you click on that link. Is everybody there? That was written in 1994. Okay. Just trying to give everybody some time to get there. I wrote this paper for school when I was studying to be a chemically dependent adolescence counselor. I love to help people. It's called In Need of Solitude. I find that my life is in constant change of my needs, of what my needs are. My needs change like the seasons of the year. In order to fulfill my needs and receive from others as well as give, I need to go inside myself to gain solitude and replenish myself in order to gain a new awareness of what I need. This will help me to remain whole in the midst of distractions of life and to remain balanced. No matter what tends to push and pull on me, I need to learn the importance of quiet time, to be with myself and feed myself with quiet pleasures and allow me to get back to the feeling of being in control of myself, of my life, and to be able to be the best that I can be to myself as well as to other people in my life. I need to pay attention to my ever-changing needs
and the feelings and learn to understand the importance of solitude, which is meditation, by the way. Solitude is not something physical that puts up a barrier while separating me from others. It's a spiritual part of myself that feeds the person that I am. It allows me to clean the waste from my heart, that to calm my mind. I wander around, lost, and become a stranger to myself. Then I become a stranger to others also. If I'm out of touch with myself, then I cannot fulfill my needs and give to others either. Only when I'm connected to myself am I able to connect with others as well. I began to see the importance of solitude. For me, it's the center spring that I tap into to fill myself with the peace of contentment my spirit thirsts for. Sometimes I give myself away knowingly. Other times I don't even realize how much of myself I've given away until I've run almost completely dry. How many of you do that? I sure do. I am realizing how used to giving I have become and not taking the time to give to myself. For I'm the most important person. If I don't give to myself, then how can I give to myself of others as very well? Sometimes I find that I had plenty of need to give away without it even bothering me. If I give to myself with nearly a full cup of me to give, I didn't realize how quickly drained I was getting. I had just about emptied myself before I had realized it. I gave myself out in dribbles, spilling out into the thirsty people around me, seldom being allowed to fill myself back up. Sometimes I gave myself out in such small quantities to people or things that didn't even need it for my service. I find that I give to all kinds of chores that began to be depleted. I felt depleted. I thought the more I give, the more I had to give. I started to feel hungry and filled up in endless ways of distractions. I began running unnecessary errands and compulsive duties. And for the most part, little reason, I started focusing on my friends' problems and their needs. I would give my time and energy to others without realizing the effects it was having on me. Then I would start to resent giving. It makes me feel that I was pouring myself down the drain instead of dribbles and drops of me slowly. I felt unappreciated. I felt taken for granted. I realized I have chosen this way of life and all the duties that come along with it. The carpool, the homework, the ball practices, the dancing lessons, the grocery shopping, cooking and cleaning and laundry and running to the doctors, the endless duties of a mother of three. However, without solitude, I will not find my balance. How many people feel that way? I know you can relate. I see where a lot of my relationships started to fall apart. I not only need to give myself solitude, but share quiet time with my loved ones as well. I realize in my relationship with my husband, I lost the feeling of the creative identity. I started to blame my husband. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a dream that I had last night where I was attacked by three tigers.
Excuse me?
Huh?
I couldn't hear you. Excuse me?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes.
I had a dream where I was attacked by three tigers, and I woke up just prior to the attack, but it was extremely upsetting.
Who's speaking?
Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Hi.
And what was the beginning of the dream? Were you watching yourself dream, or were you in the dream?
I was in the dream, and it was a series of gates. I had gone through the first gate, closed it behind me. And
okay, wait a minute. You were in the dream. You were actually in the dream looking out of your eyes.
In the dream, looking out of my own eyes, yes.
Okay, so that's a vision quest. You're questing for something.
Okay.
Okay. And then, as you started the dream, give me one sentence, the first sentence of the dream.
I had closed the gate behind me because there were tigers there.
You closed the gate behind you because there were tigers there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and there were three.
Excuse me?
You said there were three?
Yes.
Okay, three.
Three.
What was on the other side of the gate?
Myself and a small green yard. And I walked to the other gate, opened it, and closed it behind me, at which point the tigers had jumped through the first gate into the second opening, so to speak. And then I walked to the third opening, fell down, fell on my back, and in one hand I was holding a cell phone. I believe I had made a call out, I don't know to whom. And at that same moment, the three tigers were jumping on me, and that's when I woke.
So you went through three gates with three tigers?
Two gates.
Two gates with three tigers. Okay.
Right.
Three is representing spiritualism, as if it's, okay, you've got the tigers, which are tiger's eyes, which is like the tiger's eye, okay?
I have a tiger's eye, yes, I do.
Okay, and it also represents the center of the eye, the storm. It also represents the back, you know, on the money in the pyramid is an eye.
Okay.
And you have the triangle, which is three sides.
Yes.
Okay, and then you had the three tigers.
Yes.
Okay, and then you have three for Trinity.
Yes.
Which is like the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You also have the three at representing the Spirit in you, which says yes. And you have the two gates. You have two different gates.
Yes.
Have the heavens and the hellacious gates, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're battling things, and as well as you add the two and the five, three together, you get five, which equals to change. You're in immense change in your life.
Okay.
And you're getting through the gate. You've got a phone in your hand calling out for help, which you are talking about things with other people, which is great. You've got a good support system going, and you're starting to reach out to other people and starting to decide and open up, and you've got also Vision Quest as you are learning how to open up is like your third eye inside, and you're starting to see things differently and know things differently and vision things differently as you quest on your spiritual realm.
Okay.
And the reason that you were laying on your back is you're looking up into the heavens, and you are realizing it's almost as if you are surrendering to yourself, but you are afraid to let totally go, however, because you don't know what is there, because you have to see things for yourself instead of listening to the answers, because you have to get the proof, because you have never, ever really felt this way before, and you're just now beginning to feel it. However, your eyes are opening up to seeing things more clearly now, and you have been wanting to hear these answers. However, in your heart, they've always lied right in there in that truth.
Amazing.
So you answered your own self. I just kind of laid it out there for you.
Wow. Thank you.
You're just very blessed with gifts.
Thank
Welcome
you.
Welcome to the, your, oh, wow. You're doing great.
I just want to be able to use them correctly for the good.
Well, you surely will.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling. You
thank
call
you.
Anytime.
Okay.
And thank you for being you. And good luck on your journey.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. I was at sentence, I started to blame my husband for feeling unfulfilled and drained. Okay. Let me take a sip of tea. I felt that if I could, I could take time and feel myself that I was taking away from him and my children. I started to lose my own ground of who and what I needed from my own self. Only a rebound person can work on a personal relationship and see what their needs are. People tend to mirror people. Isn't that true? If I'm drained and unfulfilled, then my partner will be unfulfilled. If I'm empty, then I cannot give to the most important, my children. They also become unfulfilled. Obviously, some relationships can't be recovered. It may not be just a question of our needs being met by ourselves or our partners. We may simply just have outgrown, just grown apart and need different things to fulfill us. We may have grown at different speeds, taken different paths, walked the different beat to a different drama. However, possibly the core of reality is here and the needs to be uncovered and reaffirmed. By clearing our mind and cleansing my heart through prayer and solitude, I will be able to have a clearer picture of what is going on around me and on the outside. Children need to be alone with their parents also. That's so true. To fill their individual needs. They also give them, it also gives them security and strength. Also, our friendships need solitude. Any person that is important to another needs solitude. People all need to be away from others to be able to enjoy each other. That's the best way to keep a healthy, balanced relationship. Being spiritual, freedom and peace to myself through solitude, I feel like a different person. The problem is how to calm my soul in the midst of all activities. I need to find how to feed my soul. For my spirit was going dry. I need to turn inward for my strength. All the answers I need on the inside of me, they always have been there. I only need solitude to capture what I thought I had lost. I realize I need to simplify my life. I ask myself, how little, not how much I need. When I started to clean the outside of myself, the commitments, simplify my home, my children, my life, the answer lies within me all along. However, I was waiting until I was totally drained, taking off to the beach all alone. My family and friends would call it running away. I'd tell them I felt good for another 1,000 miles. And I didn't even realize I was waiting until I was totally dry and drained before I couldn't stand it any longer. I couldn't stand myself. Much more anyone else.
I realize now that I needed to take that 1 hour a day for just that calming my thoughts. Think nothing except what I have chosen, whether it a book, exercise, writing poetry, riding my horse, painting. I have an endless list of pleasurable things for my mind. I even need at times to take a night off. Maybe even a day and a night. And then it comes time for a weekend or several days off, if I've chosen to be able to take once a year. Then I can enjoy them. Replenishing myself in that way, I don't feel guilty about it. Hey, did y'all know that guilt is self-inflicted and shame is placed upon? Also, others realize how much better I was when I returned. I'm able to calmly enjoy the stillness around me instead of the exhaustion I'm used to feeling when I first allow myself that time away. The people in my life who try to pull against me, they sure did at first. Hello, you're on the air.
Is this Kathy Cook?
This is Kathy Cook.
Well, this is Tim Hovey calling to say hello.
Well, Timothy Eggsy.
How are you?
Well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Hey, we were listening to your show, and I just wanted to reach out and say hello.
Well, I haven't spoken to you in a long time.
I know it. I know it. How are things?
Everything's wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. So I'm still trying to figure out a way that I can come down with my college buddies.
Well, you know what? Did you see what I did for y'all today?
What did you do the other day?
I'm waiting for it to get in the engines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. it's on my home 360 homepage.
I was on your homepage.
I'm still making it. It took me 18 hours to make 1 8-minute thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's how perfectionistic I was with your work. Yeah.
Well, I just...
Oh, no. I've missed you guys.
Yeah, we miss you too. We miss you too.
Just a moment ago on the air. Did you hear me? Are
yes,
you listening to the show?
Yeah, we're listening to the show. Of course we are.
Oh, well, that's great.
We are. Everybody's here. We've got, let's see, we've got Reverend Dr. Kendra. We've got Abby. We've got JD. We've got all my college buddies. We've got...
Oh, my gosh. Are they
we've got all... I've got cats and dogs here and chickens. Everybody's listening to you, Kathy. We love you.
What's your song?
What you want to hear? You like it? You want to hear another song?
Yeah, you and JD sing a duet.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me get JD on the phone. Hold on a second.
Just one second.
Hold on. We're gonna sing thanks. Come on, guys. Here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
I'm gonna put the phone up. So here we go, everybody. Right, where's JD? JD, she wants to hear you sing.
No.
Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now may thanks and blessed be to our Mother Goddess. Children are we. The warmth she shares, the water clear, the earth the fresh air, knowing she'll always be there.
That was for you, Kathy.
Oh, gosh. That sounded like musical chimes, and it sounded like those bells.
So you liked it?
Just gorgeous.
You have to listen to our band. You really do. I don't know how we're going to make this happen, but you've got to either come down here or come up here to Duxbury, Massachusetts, or we're going to bring our band down there, and we got to play some songs for you. You would absolutely love it, Kathy.
You know I would. Y'all are so special to me.
Yeah.
Gosh, I miss you guys. I hadn't talked to y'all in a couple of days. Have you noticed?
Yes.
Oh, I've been busy working on these tubes for y'all. I want to get your permission before I YouTube them, though.
Uh-huh.
I've been putting some beautiful artwork to your words.
Artwork to our words?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To some of yours. Okay. It's a special thing.
Yeah, you have to have the visual with the music.
Well, I haven't had time to email you what I've made.
I'd love to see it.
Just some little words that I wrote and some artwork.
Mhm. Mhm.
I'll send it to you and
please send it. You have our email, so.
Yes, I do.
Send it to Reverend
Kendra. For being on the show and meeting you guys and all that.
Oh, this has been great, huh? This has been great. I hope you don't mind us calling every time you're on the air.
Not at all. We love it. We love to hear from you.
We love to listen and we love to call in, and you're doing great. And,
thank you. I'm sitting here just reading something that I wrote in 1994.
1994, right?
Yeah. And then I played, the first part was the Hugo that hit. And the reason I played that is I just found it, and it's talking about, I was talking about the center of the eye of the storm and how children get so worried and how we keep them calm by giving them something like a tape recorder or something to listen to and talk through.
That's a good idea.
And so that's why I played that at the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea, definitely.
Yeah.
No, you're full of great ideas, Kathy.
Oh, well, thank you. I do not ever, till the, it was 5 minutes till 9 when it hit me, what am I going to do for the show? I was busy talking to my children on the phone.
There you go.
I know, and so all of a sudden I said, okay, blog this real quick. And so I did, and then I found that tape, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so great.
That's awesome.
I sit there and think about it, then it's not natural. So I always stay in the moment, you know. I have to stay in the moment. I know we have to plan some things like this wedding, but I'm going to keep saying the wedding.
That's the way to do
it. Can you tell?
You're right on the money. You got it. You understand.
I know.
Yeah.
I just have to be on the money, because if I'd spend it, then I wouldn't have anything left. Because yesterday's a canceled check, tomorrow's a promissory note, and today's ready cash, so I got to use it wisely, man. Oh, well, thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. We wish you the best.
Send my love to every single person and hug them for me.
Yeah, that's right.
And everybody you meet tomorrow, too.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Kathy, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, I love it when they call. They're such a joy. That's the Reverend Dr. Kendra Van Hovey's husband. Okay, where was I? Let's see. I need commitment to myself for one full year. For one full year of a relationship with myself and myself only besides my children. Love. I need to love me unconditionally and be with me, be selfish by not sharing myself and allow under any circumstances, any, and I mean any, outside relationships. Whoa, I was being hard on myself. This is very important and will be very challenging and hard. It is January the 2nd, 1994. Until January 2nd, 1995, I dedicate and commit myself to myself to let myself be me. I must understand this pattern I keep getting myself in. I need to know what makes me happy,
What makes me sad? What makes me feel? I need to learn to love me. That's a whole nother journal entry. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, that's my personal Savior. Lord, help me not to be tempted by others and what they have to offer me. Help me to be strong and to be able to withstand this solitude and this time to give to myself. For you know my needs, Lord, and you know everything about me. This is my prayer to myself. Not, you know, y'all choose whatever you want to pray to, the God or goddesses or whatever. You know, you choose your own God. This is my journal entry, okay? I pray when I'm going to get through the tough and I don't get weak and fall into temptation. I don't know what an RPF is. Help me not to need anyone or anything that I have had in the past. I know that it's not going to be easy on me to see this through, but with your help, anything is possible. I know at times someone may come along and my heart says it's not fair, but also know that I've got to make up my mind. And I know that if I change my mind, that's my choice. Hey, I want to put something in there, choice. Choice, I decided if I don't make a decision, then that's making a decision to choose not to make a decision. And also, change is just that, change. Change never changes. We change the change. Just wanted to put that in there, right there with that. I know that if I change my mind, that's my choice. Okay. I also know that it will be cheating the spirit inside me that is wounded and broken. That was back in 94. I know that I need this time to heal from my past, from my childhood to now. Because I dug deep, man. I dug up my roots. Because you have to become a counselor. You have to dig up all that debris. I'm 37 years old, and I need to learn what I need to do to believe in myself again. I know someone is going to cry this next year, whether it's me or another human spirit. That's life. I know that me and that person will feel that they have lost me. I hope that I don't lose me for all that I have and along the way and along the run. For I know that something inside of me will thank me and be very grateful. Most of all, I will be able to trust myself and my judgment and my choices to make in this life. Ooh! God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. I never could get this thing. The courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Kathy H. Cook. Boy, you know, that serenity prayer took a lot of understanding. I had to mull that over and over and over. That was intern relationship 2, I believe. Whew, that was long, wasn't it? That was my first rough draft. I hope y'all enjoyed that, because that took almost the whole show, because it's 9:57, and I would like to end with, no one sees inside of self the hurts, the glories, the cares. What you see is just a house, it's what our spirit wears. A part of us we're born with, the place where the Creator is there. The Creator created universal law, our spirits, and God within is the first cause which all things come and where our souls and lives begin. We are all part of this universal law and our bodies and spirits and higher self that's good. We are all connected to our spiritual lives. We are all the same in the creation of God, for all are one in living everywhere. He gave us choices called free will, God's universal law, where our spirits give to others and always share. Thank you so much. And I've had a blessed evening. Thank you for the callers. And this is Bright Lights Pathfinders. Always remember, search me out, BRIGHTLIGHTFINDERS. And then place in any word after that, such as prayer, reading, prophet, code, look, see, Tassie, that's my nickname, Tassie, photos, solitude, colors, control, attention, any word you want. It doesn't matter what word you put in there. That's how I made up the concepts. I do not use the .coms, .org, .us, .net, or anything like that. I just use it with the concepts. God's been blessed me plenty, plenty indeed. Keep me free from myself, my wants and desires. And until next time, God bless. See you out there. Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Hill Cook, over and out.